The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Woo-hoo! We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how I missed it and how I did not see that final shot, but wow, Villanova, wow. Did you guys see that? Right, three-pointer at the end for the winning shot. I was like, whoa. I don't understand. It's like, oh my gosh, North Carolina was, anyway, it was phenomenal game. Congratulations to Villanova. So now what? It's now baseball season? Okay, I know, I'm just waiting to pass the time till football season. Sorry, guys. I'm just waiting to pass the time. But while I help you guys pass the time, we got a lot of news, a lot of medical news we'll get to first. And then, of course, any other news I deem an urgency to discuss. I don't even know if this is medical news. You know, a lot of us like rides, like Disneyland rides and Six Flags rides. Well, we got a new ride that China's offering, and it's called the Death Simulator. Well, I don't know if it's called the death simulator, but it's supposed to be a death simulator. And what it does is it shows you what it's like to be cremated. For those of us that, you know, dream of wearing Mickey Mouse ears, right, and holding a bunch of cotton candy and running around with our tongues hanging out of our mouth because of all the amusement rides, expect a bunch of lines at this one where there is a virtual crematorium opening in Shanghai. We will talk about that. All right, we have a injection that may be the holy grail for migraine treatment. Inject me, I don't even care if you got to inject me into the eyeball. I can't stand my migraines. Inject away, but we'll talk about that. We also have an injection that helps infertile men become fathers because this medication helps sperm swim faster. I don't know, like adds like a little motor to it. I'm not really sure, but we'll talk about that. We have some of the strangest job interview questions you'll ever hear. These are really interesting, and I'll tell you guys why they ask them, but it's an interesting one. Pharmacists are going to be able to dispense heroin overdose antidote without a prescription. Apparently, now they deem fit that you are overdosing on heroin. They can now prescribe you something that will be an antidote. We'll talk about naloxone again. This is a no-duh. Virtual doctor visits may not be the best for urgent care. That's what I've been saying. Apparently, they did a study looking at, like, telemedicine and video conferencing. And is that the best choice, okay, for you if you have an urgent medical issue? Now, many of you guys, when you panic and you go online, you do it because of something urgent. So could this study finally put to rest the debate on whether telemedicine is really, really worth investigating? I think we still need to investigate it, and we still need to have aspects of it. But I got to tell you, I'm just blown away because I'm a doctor. And I'm now teaching at Troy University, right? I'm now a teacher, Dr. D, and I get to teach little baby doctors. Okay, so I get to teach, and I'm supposed to teach how to touch a patient. I'm supposed to teach how to look at the patient and pick up signs and clues. Okay, you're supposed to smell things. You're supposed to visualize things. You're supposed to feel the texture of rashes. How the heck am I supposed to teach that art right through a telemedicine video conference interaction or encounter with the patient? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, it is a National Autism Awareness Month, and we're going to have Suzanne Doran join us. Very, very interesting take. She has a daughter, Hannah, with autism, and the struggles she had finding some help. There was also a, in another related news story, there was a child who you see punched in a video by one of the faculty that was supposed to be supervising him. And you just see an outright punch to this autistic child. So as you could see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we got some issues here, okay? My handwriting is probably the stinkiest, crappiest handwriting out there. I have some of the worst handwriting. And so many teachers and probably bosses and pharmacists and, you know, coworkers are probably happy that many people now are texting or they're emailing. Well, they say handwriting may boost learning. And so these students not learning how to write something down but type could be losing a very serious developmental opportunity for their brain. They say students who took handwritten notes generally outperform students who type their notes on a computer, according to researchers at Princeton University and the University of California, LA, UCLA. Compared with those who type their notes, people who write them out in longhand appear to learn better. Now, that's another thing. If I was typing my notes, I didn't retain anything. But if I wrote them down, it had to go to memory. So not only do I think handwriting is very, very important for a developmental stage with kids, I think also it helps you learn and solidify what you're trying to get it. So according to educational psychologist Kenneth Kiera, the written notes capture my thinking better than typing. I don't think anything can really capture my thinking. My mouth goes faster than my brain. And sometimes I speak so fast that I don't have words. My speech already spoke the sentence before the brain completed it. So I will sometimes, do you guys ever notice I do that on air? And sometimes you guys do that too, where you're like, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden there's a stop because the brain's like, wait a second, I need to feed more verbal data. Hold on a second here. So I don't really see how this would even help me. I think I'm beyond help. Anyway, they say ever since ancient scribes first took reed pen to papyrus, that's what they wrote on. Papyrus. I guess taking notes has been a catalyst for learning. Absolutely. Take notes. That's the gist of this. All right, let's move on. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, we're not really supposed to talk too much about our personal lives, you know, because you guys don't really care, but, you know, I just got to get some off my chest. I was, like, really ticked off at hubby yesterday. I was livid with him. I was so mad. I haven't been this mad in a long time. I was so mad. I don't want to go into what he did. It really wasn't that bad. It was with the stars aligned, to me, I thought it was a pretty bad thing. And then, you know, when I woke up this morning, not that big deal. Okay, but anyway, don't tell him that I'm still pretending to be mad. Okay, I'm still pretending to be mad because it's gonna work in my favor. Anyway, I was so mad I couldn't eat. I have never not been able to eat. I mean, yes, I've had gastroenteritis, I've had norovirus, you know, and I've come down with flu, and maybe I can't eat with that, or, you know, you take some antibiotics for a sinus infection, you can't eat. But, I mean, seriously, I couldn't eat because I was mad. Now, the problem is I couldn't be honest about that because the kids. Well, what happened is I was really, really excited, and I'm like, all right, we're going to go out to dinner. We'll go to Chili's. yeah, no, it's sports. We'll go to Chili's. You know why? Because I think I have a coupon for, like, a free cookie dessert. I don't know. Maybe it expired. Okay, so anyway. So, like, we're going to go to Chili's. So I was all excited. The kids are all excited. And then I just thought of, you know, why I was upset at my husband. And, you know, you just start to brood over. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm really mad. This really stinks. So I'm just didn't want to be there. I just didn't want to be around them. Problem is, I got two boys. Now, when the kids were younger, I could just say, you know, mommy needs to leave or whatever. You know, mommy's very, very unhappy. And, but you can't do that now because my boys are teenagers, so they already think I'm cray-cray. So, in fact, the younger one the other day asked if I was on my period because I was mad about something. And I'm like, excuse me? So now, the first inclination that my boys have, or even my husband, that when I'm upset about something is not something they did, but something that I guess absolutely has no relevance to my being mad, and it's something biologic. So I'm already like 7 points down before I even start, and that's just really frustrating to me. So I didn't want them to think I was cray cray, and I'm like, you know what? I got tummy ache. I gotta go. So I leave. Okay, but I need my husband to know I'm ticked. I don't want my kids to know, but I need my husband to know that I am just furious. So when I come home, I throw all the crap all over the bottom, like the entryway, okay? So he knows, okay, you know, something's up. And it's not like, oh, I was sick and I fell and all this. It was like, I am furious, okay? So I had everything, like, all just thrown all over the place, okay? No, I just threw it. Okay, then I didn't talk to him. And he knew something was up because there was some radius he kept. You know, he kept about a 50-foot radius, you know, from me. And luckily, we have areas of the house where you could actually draw a line that's about 50 feet. So we had about a 50-foot radius separation. And then you could see he doesn't like this. Okay, he wants me to talk. And it really, really gets mad when I don't talk. But I'm still furious and I don't want to talk and I don't want the kids to hear that I'm so mad. So he's now starting to wise up. So he now does the trick that I do to get somebody to talk. Do you want me to call an ambulance? Okay, because if somebody is that ill, okay, or somebody can't speak, I'm thinking MI, myocardial infarction, I'm thinking pulmonary embolism. So I will say, do you want me to call an ambulance? Because obviously he can't speak to me. There must be something medical going on. Now, we never would call the ambulance because I don't want to, you know, waste resources that, you know, our emergency response, you know, has valuable resources. But so he was ready to call the ambulance because he thought it was my abdominal pain. Now, I fell for it because I'm like, he thinks I'm not talking to him and I'm not storming out of a Chili's and I'm not making a mess in the entryway because I'm mad at him. He thinks I really have a tummy ache, and then I let loose and I like, well, you don't know this. And that's how he got me to talk. And I was like, no. Then he's like, excuse me. It's not really my fault. Not really my fault. I'm like, it is because you were supposed to blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I convinced him that it was his fault. Okay, he just left the studio. I very effectively convinced him that was his fault. But now he knows I'm not mad at him anymore. And in fact, he's now mad at me. So I'm going to expect to have a lot of mess in the entryway when he comes home.
Now I am mad at you.
He's furious. I'm in trouble now. I still am mad at him. It's just now I got nothing to stand on. Got nothing to stand on. Maybe I will fake an abdominal issue. Alright, okay, what do we got here? Oh, we got some very important news. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm supposed to talk about news. I am so going to get fired one day. Hold on a second, here we go. We got another deadly virus to talk about. Okay, we have another deadly virus now. Okay, so we had Ebola. Okay, now we got Zika, which causes neurological deficits beyond our imagination. They even think it liquefies the brain. We're going to be talking about that. But on top of all this poop we have piled up, now I'm having computer issues. The Junin virus. The Junin virus is Argentine hemorrhagic fever. And it is considered a, quote, bioterror threat, researchers still don't have a treatment. They've been doing some studies now on guinea pigs. But we need to be able to battle Argentine hemorrhagic fever known as Junin, the virus Junin. No drug against it, no vaccine. What they're doing is very similar to Ebola because it acts very similarly to Ebola, you know, where you get very, very high fevers, you get very, very sick, you have internal bleeding and dizziness, fatigue, you could get neurological complications and you could seize. They're saying the death rate is at this point 20 to 30%, which I don't believe is as high as Ebola. Ebola is higher, but still obviously deadly. Person-to-person transmission is rare, but according to the Public Health Agency of Canada, it is possible. Now, according to the CDC, the virus is carried by certain rodents. Humans can become sick if they become in contact with contaminated droppings, urine, or saliva. Remember, a kid got the plague a couple years ago up in one of the national parks. I forget if it was Yellowstone. And unfortunately, they think that maybe she or he touched the droppings of rodents. So you go camping, or you're out and about, and you pick something up, and you touch urine or saliva from rodents. Or what I would be more concerned about is a lot of us kiss our animals on the mouth and on the face. Right, with the little kisses. Kisses are so cute, and they want to do kissy. Sometimes the dog licks your face, or the kitty cat licks your face. So lots of kissies happen, okay? Lots of kissy-kissy stuff. If the cats or the dogs were sniffing around a park or a yard, got it on their cute little baby nose, little cute little cool nose, and then comes up to you and does kissy-kissy, now you're exposed. So that's an issue. All right, so what they've been doing now to treat this is, and we're going to talk about the Junin virus that causes Argentine hemorrhagic fever. Now, right now, it's confined to Argentina, but they think this could spread also like Ebola. And they're studying more to see if human-to-human transmission is more of a reality. This is some scary stuff. So what they've been doing is a plasma transfusion from someone who has survived the disease and therefore has built up antibodies against the virus. That's how they were treating Ebola. Who survived Ebola? Me. Okay, well, let's take all three me's, all right, and let's take your blood, get your antibodies, and we're going to infuse that into somebody else who can't fight Ebola. And that's how they did it. And the transfusions are effective so far, according to Dr. Larry Zeitlin, lead researcher on the new study. Now, if there is an event of an outbreak, we will not have enough supply. So I am very, very pleased that people are getting on top of this, unlike when Ebola got us when we weren't ready. Now, MAP Bio is one of the pharmaceutical, is one of the companies, it's called MAP Biopharmaceutical from San Diego, is one of the companies that developed a similar treatment against the Ebola virus during the 2014-2015 outbreak, and the drug called ZMAP is still experimental, but the FDA gave it a fast-track status to speed up its approval process. Junin virus occurs in rural parts of Argentina, confined there, but if it ends up becoming something like this, we're going to need, these biotech companies to, like, hurry. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Let me see. They say similar to ZMAP, this new experimental drug. They are working on an experimental drug. This is cool. It's called a monoclonal antibody. Now, these antibodies, what they are, they're like proteins in your blood that your immune system builds up to recognize these foreign invaders. Monoclonal antibodies are generated in the lab, and they latch onto a specific target, like either a virus or a cancer cell. And then when these antibodies do that, your immune system knows to fight it. The monoclonal antibody that they have now formed for Junin is dubbed J199. I'm glad, because some of these drugs are, like, really, really long. And they isolated it in mice, and they think this could really work. They've already tried it in guinea pigs, literal guinea pigs. So we'll keep you guys informed. All right. And, all right, when we come back, we want to talk about autism. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us saw the video today, a very disturbing video, of a former Brooklyn school worker who punched an autistic boy. And it was in front of another teacher. And from what we're hearing from New York Daily News, he is not sorry for punching the kid. It was an 11-year-old autistic boy who appeared to punch the professional, or the, not the professional, to punch the supervisor first. As a result, you see him punch the kid back, and it looked like in the face. Now, Milton Parker is the employee, and he is now being sued along with the city by the parents of Anatoly Veltman. According to the father, there was a blow, and I believe it was on the, I mean, you could actually see the bruising. You could see the mark. He said the blow was delivered as a reflex act. And I look, okay, there's no excuse, but I've got to tell you, when I first saw the video, it looked like a reflex. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He punched him back, and I and you saw with the speed of it, and that's something we got to talk about, okay? And I mean, again, he's not innocent by any means, but I picked up on that. Somebody hit him, and he turned right back around and hit him back. And, And so Parker told the Daily News, who gets hit and doesn't respond? The kid punched him in the eye first, and as a reflex, he got hit back. Now, I mean, okay, he could show some remorse. I mean, he hit a kid, for crying out loud, and it looked like a blow to the head. I mean, this could have killed the kid. The city was recently ordered by a judge to provide a video of the August 7th, 2014 incident. So this was about a year and a half ago, after the plaintiffs refused to hand it over for more than a year. That's all, you'd think the plaintiffs would want everyone to see this. Parker, who has represented himself in the suit, said he watched a video and believes it proves his argument. I knew it was on camera. He says he's 59 years old. If it was intentional, I would have taken him to another room and beaten the snot out of him. This guy, what is he doing in a school? I'm not even sure what his, employment title is. Obviously he doesn't have empathy with kids. He was initially charged with felony assault by police, pleaded guilty last April to misdemeanor assault, and was sentenced to attend anger management classes. He is a 26-year veteran of the Department of Education, filed for retirement shortly after the incident at Public School 225 in Brighton Beach. Now he collects a pension. He claims it was the first time he was ever struck by a student. He had reprimanded the boy Anatoly for spilling ice and throwing a napkin on the floor. The boy remarked to Parker, who is black, they say, "The table is for whites only." The boy, Anatoly, who I guess has autism, and 11 years old, who they said had the mental capacity of a 6-year-old, apologized for the racial comment and then punched Parker. The paraprofessional responded with a heavy blow that gave him a concussion, so it was to the head. It looked like on video to the head. The boy's father said he knew Anatoly had been hit because a lump was on his head, and he is still shocked by the brutality. He said it's not unusual for an autistic child to act out, and the paraprofessional should be trained not to respond with violence. Okay, so, okay. First of all, yeah, he should be completely out of the school district, and I cannot even imagine as a parent to see your child go through that. But one thing we need to talk about here is, hold on, we're 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Tom, if you don't mind, if you could get the answer line. We got Tom on the answer line. You there? Yeah, please. Awesome. All right, guys. Yeah, call on into the answer line. Tom's here. I want to hear what you guys have to say. This is very, very interesting here. All right. So, first of all, can't be punching kids. Wrong. This guy should have been fired. And I mean, you know, he's getting a pension. I guess I get that, but has no business, absolutely no business being there around children. But this reflex hitting, I saw something, and it jogged my memories. It was years ago. One of my autistic nephews was at a party that I had. They were visiting. And there was a doctor at the party. And the doctor comes up to me furious. He goes, this is a physician. And this was kind of before autism was really, really well diagnosed. And he was mad. He's like, "I need to stay away from that kid. There's something wrong, and he's getting under my skin." And I'm like, "What? This little baby? He's just a little baby boy. He's what? What's going on?" And I don't know what God. And we're talking about a physician who got mad. And I thought that was very, very odd. And I've worked with autistic children. And the only thing I could think of is lack of experience may unfortunately cause you to have that reflexive anger. And without going into the situation prepared, you know, because remember, a lot of autistic children, they are so smart. They are and very lovable. You have some that don't engage, but you have some, I mean, they're just, so when all of a sudden you get hit or you get insulted by them, you think it's on purpose because you're going into that scenario. I mean, obviously this autistic child that hit the teacher, I don't want to call him a teacher. I think he was a supervisor. You know, I mean, obviously there was something, the child was lashing out. The child was upset about something, but and he should have already been prepared that he had students there that could possibly act out inappropriately to sociological standards, so be prepared. I don't think he was prepared. So he gets hit and turns around and hits back. I've hit back, not kids. But, somebody would hit me or somebody would, let's say, accidentally trip me or pinch me or something, and then I would turn around and boom, as a reflex. Remember I told you Corey tried to tickle the back of my neck while I was watching something creepy at a zoo? I turned around and smacked him. I didn't mean to smack him, but it was a reflex. So this reflex issue that we see here in this, and I really think it was a reflex, means we need to teach our, supervisors and our doctors and anybody that will be in interaction with an autistic child what to prepare for. And what this video shows is how unprepared we are. We are completely unprepared. All right, we have Suzanne on the line. Suzanne, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. We're just about to go on break. Tell us about Hannah.
Let's see. Hannah is now 6 years old. And she was diagnosed at about 2.5 years old with autism. It was funny because she was starting to talk and she was saying words and everything. But I remember April of 2012, I'm sitting at the kitchen table and all of a sudden she stopped making eye contact with me. And she wouldn't say her words. She knew simple words like cat, dog, car. And she just wouldn't say her words, and she would, lost total eye contact with me and kept looking away. And so finally I realized, okay, something is not right. And fortunately I had a friend that is an RN, and she also had a child that was delayed, not autistic but delayed, and she had a husband that was a cardiologist, and they gave me a card for Nevada Early Intervention. And they said, call these people and just get her checked out just to see if she's delayed in her learning. And lo and behold, we found out that she was autistic.
Okay, Suzanne, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to move into the next segment, but I want to talk to you about this more. So stay on the line, and we'll take a quick commercial break. Okay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
All right, guys,
And we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're talking to Suzanne Duren, who is, a champion of, teaching parents about autism, how to, identify it in children, and kind of telling new parents that are dealing with this how difficult it was for her to find care and to find resources. So, Suzanne, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
No, but so one thing that was very interesting that you said is Hannah was, communicating normally from what you could understand, and then all of a sudden at 2, it stopped. This is kind of a very interesting picture because many times with autism, the children seem to have problems throughout, and this almost seems like a reversal. Describe what that, please.
Right. It was extremely frustrating because I had friends that were telling me all along that something wasn't right with her, and I kept blowing it off, saying, "No, every child learned a little bit differently. Everybody learns a little bit. Some learn a little bit slower than others." And the fact that she was speaking and saying words to me and making contact with me, I was kind of just clueless. And when she stopped, when it stopped all of a sudden, it was an eye-opener. And I was like, okay, something definitely isn't right. And so when I, got her tested and everything, fortunately, I, got a neurologist on board, and they did different type of testing to make sure that it wasn't anything else because of the fact that she was speaking. And then it was like a reversal, So we did all kinds of testing because there's other syndromes out there like Angelman syndrome that kind of mimic autism. And so everything was ruled out. She's seen 2 different neurologists, and she's also seen the neuropsychologist over at Toro University. And, everything's come back that, yes, she is definitely autistic. It's no other syndrome, no other diseases or anything like that. Her neurology report did show that she had some gray matter, and they explained that that could have happened with a head injury or a virus. And so they tested to make sure she didn't have that particular virus, because that virus can also mimic some of the symptoms of autism. And sure enough, that came back negative. And so, lo and behold, she is autistic. And
that's
fortunately,
interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, fortunately for me, I had worked in dermatology and skin cancer for many years. I've been in the healthcare field for almost 30 years. And when I was working at the skin cancer clinic, I heard about Toro University and that they had an autism center there. And I heard nothing but wonderful things about their center. So it was almost like I was prepared ahead of time for this to happen, because this was years prior to me even getting pregnant. And so I was prepared. I knew exactly, okay, if my daughter's autistic, I know exactly where she's going to go, and we're going to fight for therapies. And I was getting a lot of different feedback from her first neurologist was trying to tell me that the only medication, the only thing that I could do for her behavior was medication. Thought to myself, I have a 3-year-old. Who wants to put their 3-year-old on drugs? I was like, no, there's got to be more out there. So when I started researching and finding different organizations, like FEET, has been such a wonderful blessing. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I would do without this organization, because I helped my husband and I to understand our own daughter and understand the journey that we would be on for the rest of her life, for the rest of our lives, taking care of her. So it's organizations like that that help us parents get through the day-to-day. Having the support of course, family and for my husband and I, definitely our church family.
You know, and you know, I'm grateful to Toro for introducing, you know, you and I together. I just started working at Toro University this week, and I'm learning so much about all the amazing things their Center for Autism and Developmental Disabilities does. How old is Hannah now?
She's 6 years old now.
6 years old, good. And how is her speech and her communication?
It's phenomenal. I mean,
great.
If it weren't for her first speech therapist there at Toro, her name's Claire. She's retired now, but because she gets speech at school, she's in a special education program. She's in an inclusive class for autistic children, and they do speech at school, but it's only she gets an hour once a week at school, and then a group speech for about 40 minutes. And I was told, you know, right off the bat that it's not enough. So, and I knew in my heart that that was not going to be enough. So we went to Toro, and her speech therapist there was just phenomenal. She was just, she teaches the parents. Not only, I mean, she encourages the parents, and that's the other thing, that the parents really have to be involved and have to be there in the therapies, because you have to learn as well. Not only is your daughter or your son with autism is learning, but you have to learn the way they're going to learn so that you can follow up at home and do what they're doing in the clinic at home.
Exactly.
Because
yeah, you need
it
to
makes
learn
a huge difference.
Exactly.
And
you
so,
become, you know, a speech therapist and an applied behavioral analysis. That you become, you know, the experts as well to carry that on. I'm really glad that, you know, you're able to come on and talk to other moms. If you could give any moms and you know, autism now, so it affects 1 in 68 children.
Yeah.
They're saying even in New Jersey, 1 in 41, because they've been diagnosing them earlier and more expeditiously. What advice do you have for parents who are kind of questioning if their child or grandchild or niece or nephew has something not right? What advice would you give them right now?
Absolutely get them checked out, because it doesn't hurt. It's only going to help them. If you take them and get them, you know, checked out by a neurologist, not only the pediatrician, but you have to take it a step further, because not all pediatricians are going to be trained, or they might tell you, well, it might be just a delay. Always get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion if you have to.
Amen.
You have to follow your gut. And you have to just and not worry about what people are going to think. You know, set aside what people are going to think. You have to be their first advocate. First and foremost, you have to be that child's advocate. So you want to do as much as you can to get them diagnosed, if that's what they have, or whether it's a delay, whatever it is, but get them diagnosed as early as possible, because the intervention, everything that they have out there right now is key to getting started early, because these children, I mean, I have a friend that's in my Bible study group that's autistic. She's a school teacher now. She teaches third grade. So your children can be successful, but you have to make that first step. And you have to be their first advocate and get them checked out and get them diagnosed as soon as you can, and then get them into whatever therapies and services and fight for it, because a lot of times insurance companies don't want to pay. So, you know, it's a life change. So you're going to have to fight.
Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us. We're coming up at the end. I really appreciate all you've done, and thank you again. We really appreciate your sharing
with us. Absolutely.
All right, guys. And for those of you that want information on early warning signs of autism, go to tun.toro.edu. The Toro University Center for Autism and Developmental Disabilities has information on that, and, of course, I'll teach you as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be.
and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.